If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
This is Shadow Realm.
Previously on Shadow Realm.
I tried to remember what I knew about Mahabali. He was the ruler of anti-gods, or Asuras. Each year during this time, Mahabali gets to return to his home, Onam, to visit his people for the official festival of Kerala.
I landed in the thick of an extraordinary festive parade. The Onam Festival. Vibrant oranges, buttery yellows, and verdant greens were everywhere I looked. Crowds of spectators watched a series of marching bands, flanked by a procession of elephants, 30 of them, all lined up with massive jeweled golden plates spanning their foreheads to the joint above their trunks. I almost didn't notice the people atop each elephant. They looked so small up there. They each held a tall and thin bright purple parasol with delicate green tinsel lining the brim. It attracted thousands of enthusiastic people. All around me, crowds were going crazy, laughing and clapping as the elephants entertained the audience with a range of tricks. I didn't know exactly where I was. Well, okay, I did recognize the band marching in front of the elephants. Each musician was wearing a crisp white fabric wrapped tightly around their waists with delicate details adorning the hem. I had a clear memory of the description of Panchavadya, this temple art form of 5 orchestral instruments from stories of Onam that I heard when I was little. Of the 5 instruments, 4 of them were different styles of hand drums. The 5th was a wind instrument, the kombu pattu, the traditional horn of Kerala, and another clue of where I'd landed. I turned to see a group of young women. They were gasping at the sight, giggling like schoolgirls, and the middle of them was a young man. He was tall and slim, with dark skin, about my height, and if I were to guess, about my age, maybe a year older. His hair was brown and a bit shaggy, but slicked back with what I assumed was coconut oil, and he laughed and teased the girls who seemed to adore him. And why not? I could see a twinkle in his eye, and I knew almost immediately he had a great sense of humor. He seemed so approachable that I walked over and mustered up the courage to ask what inevitably sounded like a stupid question.
Excuse me, where are we exactly? I kind of got lost on the way over, so I'm trying to get my bearings.
We're on the southern side of Thrissur. You probably got lost when the crowd left the Gaj Puja and made their way over here.
The Gaj Puja? You mean the traditional gathering of priests at the Puri temple?
That's the one.
Is it true that Mahabali joins in on the Gaj Puja?
That's the belief, but you need luck on your side to see him, of course. What's your name?
I'm Arya. You?
Kamal. We're part of the Mappilla community.
I smiled, recognizing the traditional terms of the Kerala Muslims. A warm sense of joy spread through my body as I processed the wonder of the diversity at what I thought to be a Hindu event. There were people of all kinds celebrating together. As we followed the direction of the orchestra, a row of cymbal bashers was crowding in towards the most central elephant, clanging their metal plates together into a deafening roar.
Hey, what's on that elephant? Some kind of shield?
It's the most special one in the parade. That caparison with the marigold garland has the imprint of Mahabali's foot. It's believed that we'll find this one sometime during the procession and take his place on the harness along with the mahout. Ah, the confetti! Let the party begin!
Whoa!
This procession is going to take all morning to get to the river. We're headed there for the snake boat races. Stick with us. You'll love it.
Although it was a long walk to the river, it was exhilarating to be a part of all the excitement, walking alongside the gorgeous elephants and ecstatic crowds. A couple of hours felt like only a couple of minutes, but there was so much more to come. As we finally approached the river around noon, the music rose to deafening levels. I was amazed the elephants could stand the noise. It was so loud, my eardrums felt like they were breaking, and the musicians were now beating their drums as if they were in some sort of trance. Then the crowd roared as giant orange, purple, green, and yellow helium balloons were unleashed into the sky and hovered over the parade route.
See the balloons! They look amazing!
Whoa, look at all those colors!
The race is starting!
And there they are, the four rowboats of Kerala. Here today, not for battle, but to kick off the competition. Off they go, their sterns high in the air as these 120-foot beauties snake through the water, as we have for hundreds of years in the most sacred of ways.
This is amazing, and so familiar. Kind of like I've been here before.
These festivals happen in just about every village across the region. You've probably caught one in the past.
No, I can't really put my finger on it. It's like...
Sorry, but we've got to move it. There's a great spot to see the race up that hill under the coconut trees, but we better hurry.
And now for the race to begin. We have 8 competitors, each with a crew numbering close to 100 people. Oarsmen, musicians, all working together in rhythm to power to victory.
They really do look like snakes moving through the water. It's amazing.
This is sheer poetry in motion. Each oar cutting the water with a single stroke on rhythm. Watch them go, parading to glory.
Oh my God, the parade! I lost track of the elephants and now they're gone! How am I gonna find Mahabali now?
The parade ends when the crowd gets to the backwaters. After that, it's all about the snake boats. But stay focused on the crowd and the festivities. You'll find your Mahabali.
Wait, come on! Did you say backwaters? Is that where we are?
Yes!
The backwaters. No wonder this place looked so familiar. I'd been here before on my journey through the wildwoods. The backwaters was something of a double-edged sword. On one hand, it bordered dangerous Rakshas territory. But on the other, it was the home of the medicine woman, the true spirit and self of my now deceased Ma, who guided me and helped me survive a journey just months before. It was here that she conjured spells from the energy of the rainbows, and it was at that moment that I knew. I needed to contact her. She would be able to help me with my quest. She always had, and she always would. I looked up at the pale blue sky, searching for a burst of sunlight. It was the best way to find the direction I was looking for. I quickly spotted a ray of sunlight peeking out from behind a brilliant white cloud. In moments, the sunlight had burst into 7 streams, all colors of the rainbow pointing their way down deep into a lush forest through the coconut trees. As the direction revealed itself to me, I tapped Kamal's shoulder to tell him I was leaving.
Going already? But the race just started.
It did just start. But that's why I have to seize the moment and follow the rainbow.
Well... Once you found it, join us for a game of Pakida Kalli. It's tradition to do it at the cattle shed in my home. Taluk Chavakad, Annakara Village, Block Number 7.
I smiled at him as I headed into the prismatic rainbow light, leading me towards where the sun was hanging in the sky. In the distance, I could hear a melody. It was the music of the medicine woman. I could feel the warmth of the sunlight fill my heart as I sensed the love of home.
Next time on Shadow Realm.
My son, you're back.
Ma's true self smiled, then lifted a golden sieve attached to the end of her sari, offering it towards the sunlight.
Spoken Layer.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.